¿Eres de las personas que se traban cuando quieren hablar en inglés y sufres del loading mode? Es decir, solamente nos quedamos cargando y no podemos decir lo que queremos expresar. Feeling stuck when speaking English. Esta clase es para ti y quiero que la veas desde principio a fin para que puedas poner en práctica los diferentes tips que vamos a abordar en esta clase. En primer lugar, number one. Lack of practice. Lo primero que hace que te trabes cuando quieres hablar en inglés es la falta de práctica. Remember, speaking a new language requires practice and repetition. Esto es uno de los temas fundamentales si quieres mejorar tu fluidez. Si necesitas mucha práctica y mucha repetición. Number two, fear of making mistakes. El obstáculo número dos es el miedo a cometer errores. Esto es un problema también que sufrimos cuando queremos hablar inglés. Queremos hacerlo todo de manera perfecta. Remember, it's okay to not be perfect. Está bien no ser perfecto. Que tu objetivo cuando hables inglés sea comunicarte. No pongas atención tanto a los errores que cometes. Pueden ser errores de pronunciación o gramática. Eso no es importante. Lo esencial es que tú puedas comunicar tu mensaje. En eso te debes concentrar. Lo tercero que te impide tener esa fluidez que tanto deseas es lack of confidence, falta de confianza en ti mismo. Mucho esto se relaciona con la anterior, pero para que puedas ganar confianza en tu inglés, trata de hacer lo siguiente: focus on specific areas. Céntrate en áreas en específico, es decir, que seas capaz de tener una conversación en un restaurante, en un hotel, en el aeropuerto, en una tienda, etc. Eso es una estrategia muy buena para que tú puedas ganar esa confianza que necesitas para cuando hables inglés. Number four, limited vocabulary. Muchas veces el vocabulario cuando quieres hablar en inglés es mucho más importante que la gramática. Una palabra correcta en el contexto correcto va a servir que tú comuniques tu idea. Entonces es muy importante que amplíes tu vocabulario en estas distintas áreas de las que te estoy hablando. Número 5. Falta de exposición al idioma inglés. Intenta sumergirte en el idioma, viendo programas de televisión, películas en inglés, escuchando música, podcasts en inglés, textos en inglés. Todo esto te va a ayudar a que tengas esa exposición a el idioma. El enfoque que vamos a abordar en esta clase o en esta serie de clases, porque al final va a haber una lista de reproducción de este tipo de inglés, English for Daily Life. Tratamos de abordar los siguientes aspectos. Y los tips que te vamos a recomendar son los siguientes. Cuando aprendas inglés situacional, en específico, ese que te va a dar la confianza para que puedas mejorar tu speaking, siempre recuerda lo siguiente. El vocabulario y las frases que se utilicen en esa área en específico van a ser diferentes a lo que has aprendido. Por ejemplo, cuando ordenas comida en un restaurante de comida rápida, ¿Can I get a large pepperoni pizza to go? Vas a darte cuenta que el vocabulario que estoy poniendo aquí en rojo no tiene ningún sentido. En realidad, lo que se expresa en ese contexto es lo siguiente: ¿Puede darme una pizza de pepperoni para llevar? El to go no lo vas a traducir así como lo aprendiste, como ir, tampoco el get, ¿sí? Entonces debes aprender ese vocabulario especial que se utiliza en esa área en específico, al igual que las frases. Más ejemplos. How many are in your party? Probablemente no entiendas qué es lo que quiere decir, pero en realidad lo que te están preguntando es ¿mesa para cuántas personas? O algo similar. Aunque literalmente no tiene algún sentido. How many are in your party? ¿Cuántos son en tu fiesta? Literalmente es lo que dice. Entonces, no traduzcas literalmente. Apréndete esa frase o ese vocabulario que se usa en ese contexto en específico. Can I start you off with anything to drink? Can I start you off with anything to drink? Si te das cuenta, literalmente no coincide lo que nosotros queremos decir en español y lo que se dice en inglés. Más ejemplos. Cuando vamos a un restaurante, cuando vamos a cualquier lugar a ordenar comida rápida, por ejemplo, normalmente en español utilizamos las frases yo quiero, yo voy a pedir, quiero que me traiga, me gustaría, quiero comer, quiero probar. Esto es lo que nosotros decimos normalmente. Pero en inglés no se utilizan ni siquiera estos verbos. No se utiliza el verbo quiero, el verbo pedir, estos verbos. Cuando nosotros vamos a hacer un pedido, ya sea a quien nos esté atendiendo o al mesero o a la mesera, se utilizan las siguientes frases. I'll have. Can I have? I'd like. I'll order. Siempre de que aprendas inglés situacional o inglés en áreas en específico, no debes traducirlas literalmente. Debes aprendértelas así como se dicen en el idioma nativo.
English at the restaurant. English at the restaurant. Waitress. Waitress. Waiter. Waiter. Dish. Dish. Meal. Meal. Starter. Starter. Main course. Main course. Dessert. Dessert. Specialties. Specialties. Side dish. Side dish. Beverage. Beverage. Sauce. Sauce. Appetizers. Appetizers. Fork. Fork. Spoon. Spoon. Knife. Knife. Glass. Glass. Napkin. Napkin. Menu. Menu. Check. Check. Tip. Tip. Conversation 1.
Hi, are you ready to order?
Yes, for main course, I'll have a grilled fish and rice, please.
Would you like a starter?
Sure, what do you have?
We have chicken soup and vegetables cream.
The vegetable cream is okay for me.
Can I get you something to drink?
I'd like a fresh fruit water, please.
Great, I'll be right back with your order. Here is your order, enjoy it. Can I bring you something else?
Not really, thank you. Can I have the check, please?
Okay, here it is. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
This time, you'll listen to conversation one twice.
Are you ready to order?
Yes, for main course, I'll have grilled fish and rice, please.
Would you like a starter?
Sure. What do you have?
We have chicken soup and vegetable cream.
Vegetable cream is okay for me.
Can I get you something to drink?
I'd like fresh fruit water, please.
Great. I'll be right back with your order. Here is your order. Enjoy it. Can I bring you something else?
Not really, thank you. Can I have the check, please?
Okay, here it is. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Listen to conversation one again.
Hi. May I take your order?
Yes, for main course, I'll have grilled fish and rice, please.
Would you like a starter?
Sure. What do you have?
We have chicken soup and vegetable cream.
Vegetable cream is okay for me.
Can I get you something to drink?
I'd like fresh fruit water, please.
Great. I'll be right back with your order. Here is your order. Enjoy it. Can I bring you something else?
Not really, thank you. Can I have the check, please?
Okay, here it is. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Now, you are the customer. Answer the questions.
Hi. Are you ready to order?
Yes, for main course, I'll have grilled fish and rice, please.
Would you like a starter?
Sure. What do you have?
We have chicken soup and vegetable cream.
Vegetable cream is okay for me.
Can I get you something to drink?
I'd like fresh fruit water, please.
Great. I'll be right back with your order. Here is your order. Enjoy it. Can I bring you something else?
Not really, thank you. Can I have the check, please?
Okay, here it is. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Conversation 2.
Good evening, do you have any tables available?
Good evening, yes we do. Would you like a table for two?
Yes, please.
Right this way, sir. Here's your table.
Can I have a menu, please?
Of course. Here you are. Our special tonight is the grilled salmon with roasted vegetables.
That sounds great. I'll have that and a glass of red wine, please.
Excellent choice. And for your companion?
They'll have the same.
Great, I'll put in your order right away. Can I get you anything else for now?
No, that's all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Your food will be out shortly. Enjoy your meal.
This time, you'll listen to conversation 2 twice.
Good evening. Do you have any tables available?
Good evening. Yes, we do. Would you like a table for two?
Yes, please.
Right this way, sir. Here's your table.
Can I have a menu, please?
Of course. Here you are. Our special tonight is the grilled salmon with roasted vegetables.
That sounds great. I'll have that and a glass of red wine, please.
Excellent choice. And for your companion?
They'll have the same.
Great. I'll put in your order right away. Can I get you anything else for now?
No, that's all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Your food will be out shortly. Enjoy your meal.
Listen to conversation 2 again.
Good evening. Do you have any tables available?
Good evening. Yes, we do. Would you like a table for two?
Yes, please.
Right this way, sir. Here's your table.
Can I have a menu, please?
Of course. Here you are. Our special tonight is the grilled salmon with roasted vegetables.
That sounds great. I'll have that and a glass of red wine, please.
Excellent choice. And for your companion?
They'll have the same.
Great. I'll put in your order right away. Can I get you anything else for now?
No, that's all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Your food will be out shortly. Enjoy your meal.
Now, you are the customer, answer the questions.
Good evening, do you have any tables available?
Good evening, yes we do. Would you like a table for two?
Yes, please.
Right this way, sir. Here's your table.
Can I have a menu, please?
Of course. Here you are. Our special tonight is the grilled salmon with roasted vegetables.
That sounds great. I'll have that and a glass of red wine, please.
Excellent choice. And for your companion?
They'll have the same.
Great. I'll put in your order right away. Can I get you anything else for now?
No, that's all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Your food will be out shortly. Enjoy your meal.
English when buying fast food. English when buying fast food. Take out. Take out. Eat in. Eat in. Drive through. Drive through. Franchise. Franchise. Condiments. Condiments. Dressing. Dressing. Fountain drink. Fountain drink. Tray. Tray. Straw. Straw. Delivery. Delivery. Conversation 1.
Can I take your order?
Yes, I would like a hot dog and hamburger with French fries, please.
Would you like any condiments with that?
Extra ketchup and mustard, please.
Would you like something to drink?
I'd like a soda.
Anything else?
No, thanks.
Do you want to eat in or take away?
Take away, please.
Here is your bill. It's 20.50.
Here you are.
Enjoy your meal.
This time, you'll listen to conversation 1 twice. Can I take your order?
Yes, I would like a hot dog and hamburger with French fries, please.
Would you like any condiments with that?
Extra ketchup and mustard, please.
Would you like something to drink?
I'd like a soda.
Anything else?
No, thanks.
Do you want to eat in or take away?
Take away, please.
Here is your bill. It's 20.50.
Here you are.
Listen to conversation 1 again. Can I take your order?
Yes, I would like a hot dog and hamburger with French fries, please.
Would you like any condiments with that?
Extra ketchup and mustard, please.
Would you like something to drink?
I'd like a soda.
Anything else?
No, thanks.
Do you want to eat in or take away?
Take away, please.
Here is your bill. It's 20.50.
Here you are.
Now, you are the customer. Answer the questions. Can I take your order?
Yes, I would like a hot dog and hamburger with French fries, please.
Would you like any condiments with that?
Extra ketchup and mustard, please.
Would you like something to drink?
I'd like a soda.
Anything else?
No, thanks.
Do you want to eat in or take away?
Take away, please.
Here is your bill. It's 20.50.
Here you are.
Enjoy your meal. Conversation 2.
Hi, can I get a burger combo with a medium fries and a medium Coke, please?
Sure thing. Would you like anything else to add to your burger?
No, just a plain burger is fine.
All right, that'll be $8. Would you like to make that a meal with a larger drink and fries for an additional $2.50?
Yes, please upgrade to a large fries and drink.
Great, so that'll be a burger combo meal with a large fries and drink for $10.50. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Can I also get some ketchup packets?
Of course. That'll be 10 packets, is that okay?
Perfect, thank you.
No problem. That'll be $10.50. Can I have your payment method?
I'll pay with a debit card.
All right. Your order will be ready in just a minute. Thank you for choosing us.
No problem. Thanks.
This time, you'll listen to conversation 2 twice.
Hi, can I get a burger combo with a medium fries and a medium Coke, please?
Sure thing. Would you like anything else to add to your burger?
No, just a plain burger is fine.
All right. That'll be $8. Would you like to make that a meal with a larger drink and fries for an additional $2.50?
Yes, please upgrade to a large fries and drink.
Great, so that'll be a burger combo meal with a large fries and drink for $10.50. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Can I also get some ketchup packets?
Of course. That'll be 10 packets. Is that okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
No problem. That'll be $10.50. Can I have your payment method?
I'll pay with a debit card.
All right. Your order will be ready in just a minute. Thank you for choosing us.
No problem. Thanks.
Listen to conversation 2 again.
Hi, can I get a burger combo with a medium fries and a medium Coke, please?
Sure thing. Would you like anything else to add to your burger?
No, just a plain burger is fine.
All right, that'll be $8. Would you like to make that a meal with a larger drink and fries for an additional $2.50?
Yes, please upgrade to a large fries and drink.
Great, so that'll be a burger combo meal with a large fries and drink for $10.50. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Can I also get some ketchup packets?
Of course. That'll be 10 packets. Is that okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
No problem. That'll be $10.50. Can I have your payment method?
I'll pay with a debit card.
All right. Your order will be ready in just a minute. Thank you for choosing us.
No problem. Thanks.
Now, you are the customer. Answer the questions.
Hi, can I get a burger combo with a medium fries and a medium Coke, please?
Sure thing. Would you like anything else to add to your burger?
No, just a plain burger is fine.
All right, that'll be $8. Would you like to make that a meal with a larger drink and fries for an additional $2.50?
Yes, please upgrade to a large fries and drink.
Great, so that'll be a burger combo meal with a large fries and drink for $10.50. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Can I also get some ketchup packets?
Of course. That'll be 10 packets. Is that okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
No problem. That'll be $10.50. Can I have your payment method?
I'll pay with a debit card.
All right. Your order will be ready in just a minute. Thank you for choosing us.
No problem. Thanks.
Si quieres ganar mayor confianza en este tipo de contextos, este es el vocabulario también que debes aprender. Son las palabras más usadas en este contexto en específico.
Combo meal, burger, fries, soft drink, chicken nuggets, hot dog, onion rings, milkshake, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, ice cream, sandwich, cheese, bacon, salad, pickles, Coke, iced tea, water, coffee, lemonade, pancakes, pizza, muffin, donut, chicken tenders, dressing, ham, Sausage. Beef. Turkey. Fish. Shrimp. Rice. Biscuit.
Y a manera de resumen, estas son las frases también que debes tener o aprenderte de manera automática, ya que te van a servir para todo este tipo de contextos.
I'd like a burger and fries, please. Can I have a chicken sandwich and a soft drink, please? Could I get a combo meal with onion rings and a milkshake? I'll have a hot dog with ketchup and mustard and a side of fries. Could I have some mayonnaise with my chicken nuggets?
De antemano les agradezco a todos los que llegaron al final de esta clase. Tratamos de utilizar inteligencia artificial para poder hacerte practicar un poco inglés en este tipo de contextos. Si esta clase te ha ayudado, si te ha gustado, háznoslo saber, danos un like, compártela y principalmente danos feedback para ver si seguimos haciendo con mi equipo de trabajo este tipo de material. Así, de la forma que mejor te ayude a ti. De mi parte, esto ha sido todo. Nos vemos en la próxima.